with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put...
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM, and all over this great state of Michigan or wherever you're listening in the world, because we do have a podcast, too, that you send to you free of charge. All you got to do is go to thegrillingguys.com. Up in the corner, you'll see a set of headphones. Click on that, and we'll send it to you free. Just love to share our barbecue knowledge.
Yeah, Randy here takes a bucket of those down to the UPS desk every week.
Yeah, right.
Sends them out. Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us. And he's absolutely right. Get that podcast. It's just this show, but we send it out in segments. And you can carry it with you and share it with friends, because you've got a buddy you work with or a girlfriend you work with that just got a grill and is asking you questions. Or you just got the grill and you've got questions.
Right.
And I'm not saying we have all the answers, but we have a bunch of them.
Right.
And if we don't, we can get them for you.
Yeah.
And I think that's been the fun experience of doing this show, is just meeting all the people that just love food and love to grill.
Yep.
And it's so nice to meet them. I have the opportunity often now, because I have the Grilling Guys Takeout out in Lowell. It's at 501 Ottawa. Now, the last couple Friday nights, I was at Premier Botanics, just a couple blocks down the street.
Right.
But Thursday and Friday, typically, I'm at 501 Ottawa, and I've got all these people, and Jethro happens to have a tower in Lowell.
Right.
So they've got a huge audience in Lowell, or at least a nice size one, because they come in to the takeout.
Right.
And they are happy to see what we're doing. And I love the engagement. It's just so nice to meet people who bother to listen to your show.
Right. Yeah. And but they're coming for good barbecue, and they're getting it. Because you got a lot of repeat customers.
Okay, I absolutely love that thought, because this one guy comes in who works for Kent County Parks.
Okay.
He's the supervisor for Fallsburg Park.
Oh, that's a wonderful park.
He's got a crew of 31 people that take care of that big property. Now, they're summer kids, you know?
Right.
But still, that's a big piece of property. And do you notice how gorgeous it always looks?
Oh, yeah.
These guys are doing the job. But this guy comes in every Thursday for lunch. And he brings a different kid with him every week.
Yep.
And he's a sharp dude and loves barbecue and does a fair amount himself. So he brought this handsome young kid in, and he's grinning, you know, he wants to try this barbecue out, and he's getting a brisket sandwich. And so while I'm waiting for my flat top to warm up, because I forgot to turn it on, I did
first look, customer of the day.
Right. Oh, I was humping Thursday because I got all these big jobs coming up. And anyway, regardless, I probably need more help. So I'm tap dancing, trying to keep his time. And as the griddle's warming up, I walk over to him and kind of show him a couple nice slices of brisket. And I've got my gloves on.
Right.
So I pull a piece off and I hand it to him. And his eyes got like huge. He's like, oh, I didn't know you were going to throw some food.
Yeah.
He caught it.
Yeah.
No, I just explained brisket to him a little bit and pulled it apart. And I said, see, you want it to pull about like this and then come apart. You don't want it falling apart.
Right.
And he was all about that.
Right.
So it's just fun to turn people on to barbecue, and I know I'm wandering, but it goes along with that theme we talked about of people venturing into their backyard, and you know, and I stand by that. You just have to explore. I didn't get really good until I went out to Kansas City and got formally trained. I mean, I was a good foodie. I could cook like a mad dog, but I didn't understand a lot of the science of smoking and meat and proteins and temperatures and, you know, all these critical things that deliver that big tough piece of meat to your friends and family in a beautiful, tender, juicy fashion. And that's your goal.
Right. Yep. Every time. And you're going to mess it up. You just are. Something's going to happen.
It's okay.
But it's okay. It's just a piece of meat. They make more every day. And you can, but you know, you might not want to start with a $15 a pound piece of meat. So that's kind of where we're going today. Is let's just walk before we run
a little bit. And a little word to the wise: if you're watching the news at all, the food supply in Europe is crashing quick, and that stuff always comes here. I've been saying it for a couple months, but If you look at the supermarket, you might notice a bunch of empty shelves.
Yep.
So it might be a good time to stock up on those things that you know you want.
Yep.
Because we have, I hear between 6 and 10 days at any point in time, there are 6 and 10 days worth of food in our distribution system in this country.
Right.
Now, there's truckers and trains going on strike right now.
They avoided it, I think, hopefully.
I don't know, but
right.
Either way, things are not right.
Yeah.
This is a strange time. So if you have a pantry, load that baby up. There's nothing wrong with canned corn.
Right, yeah.
You'll be hungry.
Yep.
You'll love it.
Yeah.
You'll find new ways to barbecue corn.
Yeah. Well, you can. It's good. I got a new flat top. I've been playing with it.
And you can go in any direction. You pick any food. You can throw it on a grill or a flat top, and all of a sudden, you've got 20 minutes of concentrated conversation about
right.
proteins and
so,
flavors.
So let's talk about the grill. I get this question all the time. If I can only have one grill, what should it be? We're just getting started.
Weber kettle.
Right. And so that's where I'm going is you either get a gas grill or you get a charcoal grill.
You don't even have to think about it.
Right.
If you can only have one grill.
Right.
For $200, you can get them anywhere.
Yep.
Weber kettle.
Right.
I buy them as gifts for people and for their first, all my kids for their first grill. And Alex just moved to his new house. And of course he had that motorcycle accident. And I had to help him, so I'm moving that same grill I bought him in college.
Yep.
It's in beautiful shape. He went and got a cover for it right off the bat because he kept it on his deck chained at Western because there's a lot of thieves down there. He still has it.
Yep. Right.
Now, a smart thief would have brought a screwdriver and he could have taken
right,
it.
Right, right, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. That Weber kettle, and he smokes on it.
Right. Well, it's a versatile piece of equipment. And there again, you don't have to spend a bunch of money to get in the game.
No, it was $175 at the time. I think they're $225 now.
Right.
I just bought another one for my son Jordan.
Yep.
I got him the copper colored one.
Oh,
they got some.
I think it must have been on sale.
They got some pretty ones. Yeah. Well,
right.
You know, they're just an enamel or powder coated.
Right.
It's not the porcelain.
Right. Yeah. They don't make those dogs anymore. But anyway, that's a charcoal grill. So you said he grilled. The kids learned to grill and smoke. The difference there on that grill is where you put the fire. If you put the fire on one side and your food on the other, you're smoking.
That's right.
And if you put the fire under the food, you're grilling. I mean, it's that simple. And there's more to it than that, but fundamentally, that's it.
Well, I've told a story before of being on the beach in Florida and having my friend bring ribs.
Right.
And say, what are we going to do? And it's like, it's your dinner for dinner tonight, dude.
Right.
Yeah, Bob, what are we going to do? It's like, oh, I just inherit your problems.
Right, yeah.
Because
right.
I have more aprons.
Yeah. You just gave me one of those.
Okay,
this
that's
week.
All I'm wearing then.
Right, yeah, right, girls. Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
We'll see how
appetizers.
Many, we'll see right. how many come to dinner tonight.
Yeah.
But that, he had a little Smoky Joe.
Okay.
And I've had a few of those. It's a mini kettle.
Right.
It's the tabletop version of a kettle. Don't put it on a wood table.
Right.
But, and that's, you know, maybe $100. And if you're living in a smaller place and have a small deck, or you don't want it on a wooden deck, but if you have a small patio or you want something you can tailgate with.
Right.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Just beautiful.
Yep.
And that's a Smoky Joe by Weber. Still American made.
Yep. Speaking of tailgates, we might cover that here in the next segment or two because it is tailgate season. All college and high school football is in full swing, and it's just fun to get together before the game, put a little bun in the belly. So we're going to talk a little tailgating. Stick with us. We'll be back.